Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez, as the man was correcting that lofty introduction, as he always is. Straight up, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, hour number two on the Sunday edition. Of course, Sunday we come to you for 2 hours, beginning at 11 a.m. Pacific time. For 2 hours, this is hour number two. We're talking UFC and, of course, bring in some Muhammad Ali as well. That's right, vintage Ali. Talking motivation, talking Ali, not the fighter per se, but the person. I try to bring you the person. Muhammad Ali was quite a person, and I've said this time and time again. Nobody has touched me like he has. It's just crazy. We've had other people that were bigger in my life than that, but for the small amount of time, for the days, the weeks that I spent around him, he touched me unlike anybody else. Straight up, we'll talk about Muhammad Ali in depth probably about 40 minutes past hour. But the UFC rock and roll last night, of course, it was a WBO 154-pound title fight. We talked about that to an extent. Hulk Hogan, no, his name was Tom Hogan. Call him Hulk Hogan, folks, because he pulled it off last night. He should have had it. And the bottom line is the judges went the other way and didn't give him the decision. One judge called it even. Other judge had it 8-4 in rounds for Jaime Munguia. The other judge had it 7-5 in rounds for Jaime Munguia. I think you'd have been hard-pressed, really, to put a gun to my head and say that Jaime Munguia won 4 rounds of that fight. Straight up, not the greatest decision in the world of boxing, no doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the mighty Tower of Power, bringing us to break. We do have a listener line. If you want to join us, you can. Real quick, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. Text the studio right now, 415-275-1613. The text line, once again, 415-275-1613. This time it's real. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
You my all-star shining bright, I know.
Comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Taming the briar patch, mowing the lawn, trimming the Yeti. Whatever you call it, it's about time we talk about manscaping. Guys, you manscape, right? You know, keep things trimmed and fresh below the waist. 9 out of 10 women of all ages prefer their guy manscaped. But you gotta have the right tools for the jewels, or you'll look like you used a machete. Pop over to manscaped.com and check out their perfect package. Not that perfect package. The Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0 that was a smash hit on Shark Tank. It features the lawnmower, a precision trimmer engineered for below-the-waist grooming. Its skin-safe technology means no more accidental nicks and burns. Check out the lawnmower and the amazing grooming and hygiene products that come with your perfect package. What's that saying? Trim the shrubs and the tree stands taller? Get 20% off plus free shipping today. Visit manscaped.com and use promo code RING. Again, use promo code RING at manscaped.com. Manscaped.com.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man. Seriously. Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
Create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Wow, the UFC rocked as far as the main event was concerned. In fact, the top two featured bouts last night. Talk about the UFC Interim Lightweight Championship. Why there's an interim title? Because Khabib, of course, was suspended. Khabib being the champion, 25-0, undefeated in a lifetime. The guy's beating up on bears. I kid you not. Look it up on YouTube.com. I doubted it as well, of course. But straight up, the Interim Lightweight Championship was sort of said last night. A 5-round unanimous nod, of course, for the new champion, Dustin Poirier. Dustin Poirier, of course, coming in at 25-5. Good record, of course. The loser, not really a loser per se, but he was moving up 10 pounds of weight. The current featherweight champion, Max Holloway, moved up from 145 to 155. And I think that the actual move up in weight was like, it was a disaster because he just couldn't fight at 155. There's a difference. You can be great at one weight and fair at the next weight. That's sort of like me at 139 or junior welterweight and then 147. I was great at 139, but at 147, it wasn't just big enough. Straight up, it was a matter of size. Let's hear from both guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, after 5 rounds, we go to the judges' scorecards for a decision. All 3 judges score this contest. 49-46 for the winner by unanimous decision and new interim UFC lightweight champion of the world, Dustin the Diamond Poirier.
I'm sorry I cursed you yesterday. Nothing more. This is war.
Yeah, we emotion.
You're a good person, a good father. I respect you. You're a good guy.
I love you,
you're the champ. I love you.
Thank you, bro.
All right, I'm here with the winner and new champion. Dustin Poirier, congratulations on a truly fantastic performance against one of the very best fighters in the world. You put on a show tonight. You came out strong in that first round, had him staggered. How does this feel? Does this feel real?
Man, this feels amazing. I feel like I'm in a dream right now. I just beat one of the pound-for-pound best in the world. To be the best, you got to beat the best. And then damn, I feel good, man. It's been a long time, brother. This is my 23rd or 24th fight with Zuffa. I've got knocked down. I've climbed back up. Like I said before, man, this is my belt. I earned this in blood. I paid in full. This is mine.
You earn this, and you earn your position here with your spectacular streak of fights. You've beaten some of the very best fighters in the sport, but tonight, this was a truly special performance, Dustin. This was the culmination of all your hard work, all your time in the gym and in the octagon. Just an amazing performance against absolutely one of the most technical fighters on the planet.
You know, man, there was a time in that third round where I got hit with a couple good shots and I was hurt. And I looked at Max and he started throwing a lot of volume. It hurt me some more. And I felt like the fight was slipping away, man. But I dug down. I said, F*** it. If I'm going to go out, you got to put me all the way out. And I hit him with some good shots. I had him hurt. The rounds were back and forth. I didn't know what was going on. He hit me with some good shots, man. But I'm the f***ing champ, man. This is a piece of the world title. This is what I want. I want to unify this belt with the best. Right now, I'm the champ.
And this sets you up for a fight with Khabib Nurmagomedov for the undisputed title. So give us your thoughts on that.
In the words of our buddy Daniel Cormier, get your together, young man. We got a belt to fight for.
Dustin, congratulations on a truly special fight. It was an honor to call this fight. Thank you very much.
Thank you, man. I'm a big fan of yours. I just love fighting in this organization. These guys are the best, man. I've overcome adversity so many times. Everybody out there, there's people telling you you can't do it, or you're the underdog, or you're championed against, or telling you not, told you not good enough. I've been told that my whole life, and I'm the world champ. If I can do it, you can do it. I just want to dedicate this fight to my wife. We've been together, been married 10 years, and if it weren't for her, I wouldn't be here. There was days I went home, busted and broken, and she believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. This is her belt as much as it is mine. I wouldn't be here without her. I love you, Jolene.
The winner and new champion, ladies and gentlemen, Dustin Poirier! I'm here with Max Holloway, ladies and gentlemen. Max, you're ever a warrior, and you showed that again tonight. Give us your thoughts on this fight.
Hey, I'm not going to take nothing away from Dustin. He beat a world champ. He is a world champ. There ain't no interim. He's a real thing. He beat a world champion, and congrats, brother.
Moving up to 155 pounds, what was different for you?
You know, nothing. Nothing was different. I felt good. I felt on. I thought it was my night. I learned different tonight, but it is what it is, you know. You win, you learn. And I learned a lot. You know, Dustin gave me not a lot. I guess the cupcake tastes sour again.
We know you will be back. We know you'll be back better than ever. But do you feel that your future lies in lightweight, or do you think you're going to go back down to featherweight where you still hold the title?
I'm still a champ. Whatever weight gets me closer to that pound-for-pound title, if it's here. Yeah, I told you guys, if it's 170, 185, 205, my best friend DC over here in the front, if he wants it, he can get it. I don't care.
You're a great man, Max Holloway, and it's always an honor calling your fight.
Max better go back to 145. Having moved up in weight, and I keep saying this time and time again, and my guy Johnny Cigarello knows what I'm talking about. Moving up in weight is like, it's like paying more taxes. You just don't want to do it because eventually you're going to lose. I mean, size matters, yes, in pornography and, of course, combat sports. Speaking of Johnny Cig, let's bring him in. Johnny, hell of a fight last night, though. These guys, they went back and forth. I mean, Max Holloway had his moments.
I'll tell you what, man, a great way to have a sequel, because they fought once before a couple years back, and Poirier won that one. And I tell you what, Holloway and Poirier, man, I could watch those guys run it back again and again so long as they stay safe. But, man, they let their hands go last night. And I tell you what, though, Max Holloway, even though the weight might have been an issue, he held his ground really good. You know, he threw his hands nicely. He looked kind of comfortable at the weight with punch resistance. I think that's the most important thing. But I tell you what, both guys rocked each other. And that was one hell of a main event.
He couldn't throw Poirier around. You hear what I'm saying? He couldn't throw him around. At 145, he can ragdoll guys. At 155, he can't ragdoll guys. That's the difference. That's that little bit of difference. Anyway, let's talk about the co-feature. Undefeated Israel Adesanya stayed that way, 17-0. Now Kelvin Gastelum losing unanimous, not across the board, 48-46. What'd you think? You that was a barn burner as well.
What an excellent fight. I tell you what, the main event was fire, and I tell you what, the co-feature with Adesanya and Gastelum right there, bro, that was one hell of a fight. Back and forth, shootout, both guys down multiple times in the fight. I can't believe it went to the scorecard. We had a 48-46 across the board in favor of Adesanya, but I tell you what, man, both guys gave 100%. And, again, as long as these guys can recover from that, I'd like to see them run it back because That was a premiere of what UFC fights could look like. There was takedowns. There was ground fighting. There was exchanges with the hands. There were kicks being thrown. People were getting rocked but getting up and being capable. Like, they would shake off the buzz and turn it around. So, I mean, when you see a fight like that and you see both guys, you know, being safe and doing their thing, and at the end of the fight, you know, giving nothing but praise to each other, that's what it's all about.
They did, without a doubt, both guys. In fact, both the main event and the co-feature, both all the participants showed a whole lot of class afterwards. There was a chicks fight on the card. She fought way, way down on the card, women's strawweight bout. Pollyanna Barreo, I think she was supposed to get a title shot, defeated Lauren Miller with a 29-28 score across the board. Did the women deliver last night in MMA?
Yeah, not so much from what I saw. I saw highlights of that one. It didn't look like what we're used to seeing, like when we saw the Karate Hottie like a week ago or so, you know, when you're seeing some good stuff, you know, being thrown out there. But that one, I didn't really catch the full thing. I saw highlights on the piece.
Okay, good enough. We'll talk about the world of boxing a little bit. Of course, women's boxing coming back in a mainstream main event on Showtime. Of course, Clarissa Shields beating Ms. Hammer in a battle of the elite as far as 160 pounds in the world of women's boxing is turned. Looking at the upcoming UFC schedule, I take that back. Let's take an early break. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking MMA and boxing, of course. Open phone lines. You can join us if you'd like. I dare you. Why do I say that? Because about 25 years ago, Colin Seymour did a article on me in the San Jose Mercury News where the caller said they were afraid to call in because I might flush them down the toilet. So we had an old toilet system back in the day. We used to flush callers. Yeah, if you said something stupid, you got flushed. So I didn't mean to scare you off. We're not flushing people anymore. Toll free, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or that guilt-free, no-commitment text line. Call Johnny Say Bad Names if you want. 415-275-1613. I'm just kidding. 415-275-1613. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's myevoz.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. myevoz.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
You talk about guys long in the tooth. How about Alistair Overeem and Alexei Oleinik? Of course, they're going to do battle in St. Petersburg, Russia. The UFC going to Russia. I don't know. I think this might be the very first time. But, like, Oleinik is 57-11, and Overeem, or I call him Overroyd. Of course, the guy that got caught when they said to him, hey, man, we want you to take a steroid test. And he said, he got in his car and drove around Las Vegas in the heat for an hour and a half. I guess he thought he'd sweat it out, but he didn't sweat it out. He came back, took the test, and failed, was suspended a year. But he is 44-17. These guys doing battle. ESPN Plus is taking you, bringing you this card from St. Petersburg, Russia. After that, it's UFC on ESPN. That's going to be on April 27th, May 4th, UFC Fight Night, La Quinta and the Cowboy Cerrone. UFC 237 is going to roll. That's going to be from Rio de Janeiro. That is a pay-per-view event. But outside of that, it's 1, 2, 3 straight events on ESPN and ESPN+. Why do you need to watch the pay-per-view when you can sort of watch the pay-per-view with a wink-wink somewhere else and not have to pay that kind of money, Johnny Signorelli? Do you feel where I'm coming on that?
I feel where you're coming from. And, you know, with ESPN Plus right now, what they're trying to do is intelligent. Right now, that they're the only outfit in which you could get a UFC pay-per-view if you want to buy it, right? And if you're a subscriber to ESPN Plus, what happens is you get a whopping, ready for this, Pedro? $20 off the pay-per-view. Oh, my goodness. So I can understand why people are trying to pirate these things, although I don't do it myself, of course.
Would you be willing to take a polygraph exam on that?
Sure, anytime, Pedro, whenever you're ready. My voice isn't getting high or anything.
Folks, did you hear that pause? Did you hear the pause before he answered there? There was a smile. You didn't hear it, but in the radio world, it was like a year of pause right there. Yeah, right. Johnny Six. Who'd I have? I told you I had Steve Albert. Steve Albert was with USA Cable, him and Sean O'Grady, and we was bouncing back and forth between HBO, Showtime, and two pay-per-views all on the same night, right? So I said to him, hey, Steve, you got one of them black boxes? And he was like, oh, yeah, he had one of those. Here was a cable guy with a black box, and there was another cable executive, and I won't mention his name, although he did have the initials LD, a cable executive, now it's known in the promotional business, but he had a black box too. And he used to work for HBO, so figure it out. Anyway, bottom line is, UFC is rocking and rolling all over ESPN.
Yeah, they certainly are, man. I tell you what, they're delivering for the most part. And even though last night was a pay-per-view, and, you know, the asking price if you're not a subscriber to Plus is, I think, about $70 to $80. If you're a Plus subscriber, you're getting $20 off. Was it worth the value? I tell you what, the co-feature main event, I was thoroughly entertained with those. So, I mean, I wouldn't complain too much. But if they start fleecing the fans like they have in the past, start running 2 a month and just putting, like, randoms out there, and just try to take advantage of the fans, then that's where it's bad. But at the end of the day, I think that they should just do a network similar to WWE. You know, they're their own brand, their own franchise. Why not? I guess because the Disney money is so big that they're trying to, you know, make sure that Disney gets their investment back and they're locked in for a long period of time. So I guess that negates that. But I just wish we had something where you buy in at like $20 a month and you get all the UFC content out there that you want. You know, but at the end of the day, I can't complain too much.
2008 Olympic gold medalist, talking about Henry Cejudo, of course, the current world flyweight champion, who had beaten the world bantamweight champion, who was disqualified from combat for 2 years because he injected EPO into his system. And EPO is something that Shane Mosley admitted to under oath. In other words, this was given to him by Victor Conti of Balco. Remember the Balco Lab scandal with Barry Bonds, that kind of stuff back in the day, folks, as far as Major League Baseball was concerned? Well, guess what? Victor Conti gave this stuff to Shane Mosley for the second Oscar De La Hoya fight. I believe that was 154 pounds. And what EPO does, it makes you recover faster. In other words, it makes you have more red blood cells. You got more red blood cells. You got more oxygen in your system. Bottom line is you recover faster. And that sort of reminds me of the Filipino phenom. That's what I was leading into here, Johnny. The Filipino phenom, he used to recover in 10 seconds, too. I'm talking about Manny Pacquiao. He doesn't recover in 10 seconds anymore.
No, he doesn't. I mean, people will say age, but let's face facts. If you look at him back in the day when he was facing Oscar De La Hoya, right, when he bit in Eric Morales, you know, out of two out of three fights that he fought with Eric, you know, and Marco Antonio Barrera, like, the way he would recover in between rounds and be able to just sustain, you know, and in between rounds just come back out after dishing out a beating on someone and then be able to administer that same beating on someone consistently throughout the entire course of a fight was just breathtaking. But you do have to stop and say, man, where's this guy getting this energy from? You know, again, he's never been caught, but I definitely have my suspicions about Manny Pacquiao, because you notice that when the shade was thrown on him about the steroid usage, what would happen was that everything slowed down.
The knockouts came to an end.
That's what I'm saying. He wasn't knocking out guys anymore. People would say the level of opposition stepped up and he was moving up in weight. At the end of the day, I found it very suspect that he wasn't finishing guys the way he used to finish them off.
Miguel Cotto told me he'd never been hit that hard in his life. He couldn't figure it out. I said, do you think he was on steroids? I don't know. He didn't want to say. Anyway, back to Henry Cejudo. I brought him up a little earlier. The 2008 mm-hmm. Olympic gold medalist, of course, as a freestyle wrestler, didn't take all the punishment that these MMA guys and boxers have taken, in that he really didn't get into combat sports, meaning combat other than wrestling, until after 2008. Anyway, twice beaten world bantamweight champion, moving up to 135 pounds, taking on Marlon Morris. Henry says he can fight at 125 or 135, but it looks like the UFC is dissing him and getting rid of the 125-pound division. Why? Not enough talent? Or does Dana hate that division that Demetrius? Wait, when Demetrius Johnson had it, he was Mighty Mouse. He was the greatest fighter in the history of the world. Then Henry gets it and they want to get rid of it? What's up?
Well, I know Mighty Mouse now is fighting with one, I believe, right?
Yeah.
He moved over to there. So, yep. I mean, that takes out a good fight between him and Henry Cejudo. Marlon Morales, you know, a good fighter, but I also believe Marlon is a little bit heavier, but they're going to, I don't know, are they fighting at 125?
135.
Okay, yeah. So Cejudo's moving up because eventually I think Dana White wants to negate that 125 division, feeling maybe that the lower guys can't entertain and knock people out. But I've seen some hellacious fights down at 125 in the UFC, man, where guys are just stretching each other out and just destroying each other, you know, beating the brakes off each other. We saw Cejudo in his last fight, you know, what happened there. So I think at the end of the day, I think Dana White wants to get rid of that division.
Injecting EPO into your body, this is not like your trainer slipping you some bad Mexican meat, okay? It's not.
Not the tainted beef.
The tainted beef, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, but, you know, Canelo Alvarez, folks. Of course, he claimed that, I think, once but twice. Anyway, Cejudo, TJ Dillashaw, he was knocked out and he cheated. He's been cheating for years. Cody Garbrandt, who was a former champion who lost to Dillashaw, he said that he reported Dillashaw to the USADA 5 years ago for injecting EPO and that they did nothing. And now the USADA is saying, well, we don't have those old pee tests anymore because we didn't have enough money to store them, so therefore we can't go back in time. You know, maybe we should think about banning TJ Dillashaw for life.
I would think so. It seems like he's been dirty, you know, without a doubt, and what just happened recently, you know. And for him, it's like, you know, I'll flip it here and say that, you know, he's cheating, but he's not even winning. Like, how pathetic is that? If you know, and my best as a boxer, not to make this about me for a moment, you give me some steroids, bro, I'm going to do some damage. You know?
Yeah, but he got quick. He got caught first, and of course on that chin. And steroids don't help your chin. Anyway, Valentina Shevchenko, the women's flyweight champion, of course, taking on Jessica Eye. How come a women's flyweight can go and men can't?
Well, Dana wants to sell the women, especially in particular if they look good, right? But I mean, let's face facts: women deliver in the UFC big time. So you got to also understand that women just by nature are just smaller physically. So I think it's going to have more leeway there because of that.
Wait, wait. Are you trying to tell me that you think that women in MMA can crack because of the fact they're using smaller gloves than the women in boxing?
Oh, well, 100% there, yeah. And women's boxing should do that. If we had had that last night with Shields and Hammer, I think that Shields would have definitely got a knockout.
Okay, but time out. Let's go back to the physical matchup of a woman versus a man. A man is much bigger than a woman, so shouldn't a woman wear a smaller glove just to begin with? Isn't that natural, right?
Absolutely. I agree. Yep.
And they're wearing 8s and 10s. I guess those women last night wore 8 or 10-ounce gloves, and they went 10 rounds. Straight up props to Carissa Shields for winning that bout. The WBA, the WBO, I like all kinds of different titles. Anyway, props to her. Anyway, on this Henry Cejudo card, Valentina Shevchenko, Jessica Ai, not the only women on the card. Lots of chicks here. Tatiana Suarez, women's strawweight bout, taking on Nina Ansaroff. Women's strawweight bout, Caroline O'Kay, taking on Alexa Grasso. Another women's flyweight bout, Catalin Kuchugin. I think I got that. Taking on Joanne Calderwood. Another women's strawweight bout, Felice Herrig, taking on, oh, God, Enon Yan. I think she's Asian. Anyway, the bottom line is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 women fights on this card. Are they trying to say something here?
Absolutely. Like I said, you know, Dana White is definitely backing up women. Remember at one point in time he said that women will never fight in the UFC. Then we had Ronda Rousey come in. We had girls that weren't too hard on the eyes come in and that can actually fight. And next thing you know, now you got, you know, a huge explosion of mixed martial arts women content.
You're tuned to the MMA Hour live on Sports Byline. Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
Nothing quite like the wisdom of a man that's seen everything. I mean, Muhammad Ali, when I met him, he was like 55 years old. Yeah, I think he had seen the entire world at that point four or five times over. Of course, you know, we talk about Ali on the show a lot of times. We refer to him as the boxer, per se. But I refer to him more as the statesman, almost like a president, almost like the Pope. The bottom line is, when you went places with Ali, although I never saw him part water, I saw him part seas of people. I mean, it was just crazy. Anyway, bottom line is, Muhammad Ali Unplugged, 1964 to 1970.
I went to the Muslim mosque in 1960 when I first went to Miami, training for professional fighting. I went to a Muslim meeting. And as soon as I heard it, I knew this is what I've been looking for all of my life.
Why do you insist on being called Muhammad Ali now?
Well, that's the name given to me by my leading teacher, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That's my original name. That's a black man name. Cassius Clay was my slave name. I'm no longer a slave.
What does it mean?
Muhammad means worthy of all praises, and Ali means most high.
At the height of the racial unrest of the 60s, Cassius Clay, Baptist, had chosen to become Muhammad Ali, Muslim. Establishment America was infuriated, even terrified by it. Why was this sports star rocking the boat? Who did this Cassius Clay think he was? It turned out Muhammad Ali thought he was a free man. He had a mind of his own, and he wasn't afraid to use it.
I like what all Negroes like and what they're fighting for is freedom. And I understand that the Civil Rights Bill is getting ready to die. All that kind of stuff. And then they so shook up about where I go to eat dinner. You look, it's a shame in the eyes of the intelligent world to even ask me them kind of questions. Where am I going to dinner?
If you quit fighting, would you go full-time in the civil rights work?
No, I don't know if I call it civil rights.
Well, what would you do for an occupation if you stopped fighting?
Well, I don't know what I'll do. God's got me here for something, but I can feel it.
Cassius, do you believe, as Brother X suggested today, that violence will be necessary for the Negro to achieve the right that you've been talking about?
No, I don't believe in violence. I only believe in violence unless I'm attacked. All sensible people don't believe in violence unless they're attacked. Then nature calls for violence if somebody jumps you.
Do you have any thoughts of joining the civil rights movement at the point of getting arrested somewhere?
No, sir. That's an embarrassment. I'm supposed to be free. I don't have to be getting locked up.
So we take this to mean that you are repudiating Brother Malcolm or Malcolm X?
Repudiating what? What you mean?
His position, where he's...
Don't be writing. Don't be telling no lies. Don't make it look like I'm talking. I ain't talking against nobody. I'm not against nobody. I'm not no leader. I'm a little humble follower.
Cassius, did you really feel like this before the fight when you were talking so loud?
Feel like what?
The sentiments you're expressing here about being rather quiet, did you really feel that way and the rest was just a big act?
Yes. A wise man can act a fool, but a fool cannot act a wise man.
How do you classify yourself
I'm
now?
I'm a wise man.
I'm finished predicting also. No more predicting, no more poems, no more nothing.
Why the change?
Well, mainly after hearing the teachings of Islam, converting to the Muslim religion, Islamic faith, and been around our leader so much, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Well, just humbleness just come on you. You just don't clown and act crazy no more.
It would be the war in Vietnam that would provide a defining moment for 25-year-old Muhammad Ali. As a Muslim minister and conscientious objector, Ali refused to be drafted, even though he knew it could mean the loss of his heavyweight title, even jail. In the face of enormous controversy, Ali did not flinch.
There haven't been very many Negroes in this country who have protested the draft in the sense that they have gone in and fought. Do you think that you are setting some kind of an example that perhaps some of them may even...
I'm not out to set no example for nobody to follow. I'm a Muslim. I'm with 600 more million who believe the same as me. And
I'm just sticking to my religious beliefs in the Holy Quran.
Just how far would you go to keep from taking up arms?
I'll die. It's anything that's against my religious beliefs. I'd rather face machine gun fire before deviate from the teachings of Almighty God and the religion of Islam. I would die.
Well, in this situation, you wouldn't have to die. It would mean that you'd go to jail if you refused to take
arms. I'm not saying where I would go. I'm just letting you know that I'm going to stick 1,000% to my religious beliefs, even if it means die. You figure out the rest.
Every time that I enter the ring, in a way, I'm going to war. They say to me daily, "You are a prize fighter. What's the difference?" And I like to say to those critics of the press and to the others that there is one hell of a lot of difference in fighting in the ring and going to war in Vietnam. My intention is to box to win a clean fight. But in war, the intention is to kill, 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 and continue killing innocent people. And I want the world and the cameras to hear it. Who's the heavyweight champion of the world?
On May 8, 1967, Muhammad Ali officially refused to be inducted into the armed services, and he paid the price. He was stripped of his heavyweight title and his license to box.
And I would like to say to those of the press and those of the people who think that I lost so much by not taking the step, I would like to say that I did not lose a thing. Up until this very moment, I haven't lost one thing. I have gained a lot. Number one, I have gained a peace of mind. As you read the newspapers and the press now, you see that I am now in court. I am in court seeking justice under the laws of the land. In this country, the United States of America, ministers are exempt from the armed services. And if they choose, I am a Muslim minister and a teacher of the religion of Islam. It has been said that I have two alternatives, either go to jail or go to the army. But I would like to say that there is another alternative, and that alternative is justice. And if justice prevails, I will neither go to the army nor will I go to jail.
Wow, what can I say? Ali on a host of different subjects and this and that. I think that's good to bring you a little Ali wisdom each week, folks. Because, you know, you may disagree with him, especially in light of today. I just think he's relevant in light of today's anti-Muslim sentiment and this and that. Because, you know, the same thing was thought about him and when he converted to Islam back in 1964. It was like a big shock. And, you know, they ended up denying him the ability to work. They tried to take away his passport so he couldn't travel outside of the United States and Canada. I mean, it was a travesty. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, the U.S. Supreme Court stood up and said, yes, he deserves not to go to Vietnam. He is a conscientious objector. Straight up, that is Muhammad Ali in a nutshell from 64 to 1970. Now, let's switch gears. Let's bring in Johnny Signorella. Let's go back to last Friday night. Another ESPN. That was ESPN Plus, man. Vasyl Lomachenko. What can I say? When you're in there against a guy that's supposed to be less than you, and that's like a shock deer in the headlights, you take him out. That's exactly what he did.
It's what he was supposed to do, brother. 100%. Anthony Carolla being very limited and basic. Lomachenko going out, you know, being pound for pound one of the greatest fighters out there on the planet. He did, like Chris Rock said in the stand-up, made famous. He did what he was supposed to do. You know, so let's see him move forward. Vasyl Lomachenko. Do we get Mike Garcia next, Pedro, or do we get Teofimo Lopez, which I think would be one heck of a fight at 135 pounds? Where do you think he's going from here, man?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's Lopez is a fighter that Hector Martinez talks about. Other people mention him to me. Of course, he's the guy that's hot right now. He's super hot.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, can he step up and win a world title? Can he dominate at that weight class? Who knows? It remains, the jury is out, but he's obviously super talented. I mean, what's on the agenda for next weekend as far as next Saturday, Saturday and Sunday? Are we going to go with another quiet boxing weekend like we did last week or what?
Oh, next Saturday we got Crawford versus Cobb, bro.
That's what I thought you would. Talk to me. Pay-per-view, ESPN?
Yeah, pay-per-view, ESPN. Looking forward to this one. I tell you what, man, Cobb's coming in super confident. And let's just say this. Even though we know Amir Khan's got a bad chin, you know, to say the least, he always comes to fight. It's always an exciting fight, of course, until his chin gets checked and then cashed out, you know. And Crawford, an exciting fighter, when he smells blood, what does he do, man? He goes after you. So I'm really looking forward to seeing this fight. And Danny Garcia is coming back against Adrian Granado, also next Saturday. And that's it for the weekend coming
What weight is that going to be at Danny? What is Danny going to fight at, 40 or 47?
He's sticking around at 147, man. You know, he's going to come out for his one or two fights a year, taking on B-class opposition like he does. I'm so disappointed, Danny. I liked him at first, man, you know. But then now it's like just one or two fights a year and always a tune-up and a tune-up against the B and a tune-up against the B-minus. Kind of tired of it, man.
Johnny, he's scary. Fighters, there's some fighters that are scary. He's scary. When I say scary, I don't mean people are scared of him. I think he's scared of boxing. I think he's one of those guys that's scared of boxing. I just feel that way. Anyway, Augie sent us a quick text here. He thought that was really cool that Dustin Poirier honored his wife there after winning the title. He said she went through some stuff with him. Anybody that's been involved in contact sports, if you've had to have somebody there for you, whether it's your wife, your mother, like me, or your trainer, this and that, I mean, you've got to have somebody there for you. And Dustin had his wife, and of course, he captures this interim lightweight championship. But still, his middle name is Lunch Meat when it comes to Khabib, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of guys that are going to fight Khabib, who, by the way, wrestled the Bears when he was a kid, too, by the way. That's how he started. That's how he came into this thing, as a child wrestling Bears. But, yeah, I'm going to say Lunch Meat. But that's what's up, man. Like, that's why I kept referencing earlier today when we were talking about the fight from last night, that everybody remained safe. There are families there. When you see grueling fights like you saw in the main and the co-main last night in the UFC that are grueling, guys are getting dropped. They're getting choked. You know, they're getting thrown around. To see everyone get safe and have their faculties afterwards and be able to embrace their family and have a good conversation afterwards and give a good interview after a fight like that, that's great sports right there, man. That's what you want to see all the time.
Good point. Terrence Crawford, Amir Khan, WBO welterweight title, Shakur Stevenson versus Christopher Diaz, Teofimo Lopez versus Eddie Totley. Edis Totley, what does Edis Totley bring to the dance?
Not much, man. Teofimo Lopez right now coming into his own, fighting regularly, got his man strength coming together, put together highlight reel knockout. I expect the same here on this show on the 20th when Teofimo Lopez returns.
Okay, timeout. Why isn't Shakur Stevenson in jail?
Dude, 100%. Come on, that footage was so bad. And that happened back in July. You know, I don't even want to talk about this kid right now because even, you know, what he did throwing the first punch, but his homie beating on a chick, come on, dude. Like, what are you doing? You roll with people like that? I can't roll with you.
No doubt about it. Of course, also on the 20th, Danny Garcia, as you said, taking on Adrian Granados. Andy Ruiz Jr. taking on Alexander Dimitrenko. Brandon Figueroa versus Yonkes Pereo for the WBA Interim Junior Featherweight title. That's going to be on Fox Sports, Fox Deportes, and Fox TV. Bottom line is, Johnny Sigg, good weekend of boxing next week. You're always a class act, Johnny Sigg. We'll talk next week. Tell them about that YouTube page.
Hey, check us out. Access this Ring Talk Worldwide on YouTube, archive shows, and more. Everyone, have a great day. Thank you so much, Pedro.
You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the MMA Hour, live only on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and, of course, the American Forces Network.
We don't back down from nobody. Hold on. We can take it in the street if you want to.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
A Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it, the mighty Tower of Power, baby. The new stuff, of course, the on the soul side of town. The new LP debuted number 5 on the hip-hop charts. Tower Power rocking. How could you be like 50 years in the game and debut at number 5 on the hip-hop charts? Only if you're Tower of Power. Check them out, towerpower.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking the world of boxing and MMA. A little emotional there with Johnny Tapia, thinking about Johnny's life and, of course, the ups and downs and some of the interactions we had over the years, some good, some bad. Now, you know, I mean, Johnny was a hot and cold type of guy. You never really know what Johnny was showing up when you were talking to Johnny or how his personality could change in the midst of a conversation. But the bottom line is he was an iconic figure in the world of boxing. Of course, a fantastic fighter out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. And that fight with Danny Romero in 1997, man, that was a hell of an event. I mean, it sold out to Thomas and Mack Arena on the UNLV campus. It was like 18,000 people. It rocked. It rolled. Albuquerque was in the house. And, of course, he fought many times after that. And, of course, retiring and not really retiring, like a year before he died. He died in 2012. In 2011, he had a win over Mauricio Pastrana, who was a decent fighter, no doubt about that. So Johnny Tapia, a champ to the end in the minds of some. Johnny was Johnny. I'm not going to say nothing bad about him. The book is called The Ghost of Johnny Tapia. And, of course, we got from Johnny Tapia to hear it from Muhammad Ali there. Some off-the-wall Ali there. He was a little gruff at times. You know, he was a little upset. He had a little chip on his shoulder back in the day, 1964, 65, 66, especially when they started messing with him and trying to take away his livelihood. But, you know, that was Ali. I gave you a lot of spins on Muhammad Ali there. That just happens to be 4 or 5 different spins. You are tuned to the mighty Rink Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, the show 35 plus years now on the radio here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, of course. Want to thank Dan Patrick and Channel 211 as we rock and roll on that. Don't forget, I host No Holds Barred, 5 p.m. Pacific time, each and every Sunday here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and SiriusXM, Satellite Radio. And I am the Taco Man, the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Pacific time, only on Sports Byline. The exclusive producer, the one and the only Scott Cuddy. Till next time, peace and lots of respect. Thanks for listening to Sports Byline.